Добрий вечір. Слава Богу. That's more Russian than I know. How many of you came to the conference hoping to sense the presence of the Lord and to hear from Him? And the rest of you either cannot raise your hand or what are you doing here? How many of you have sensed His presence so far? How many of you heard Him speaking to you so far? Well, listen up, because the conference is not over yet. And we're going to be in a special place of the Word tonight. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we preach nothing but Christ crucified. My testimony is that I was a wretched sinner. I was headed for hell and deserved it. But God got a hold of me, and through His grace, He saved me. And now I know that when I take my last breath, that without a question, I will be in His presence. Not for just a few years, but forever. How many of you are confident that you're going to take your last breath someday in these bodies? Again, there's some doubt, or you can't raise your hand, one of the two. But I can assure you that you will take your last breath in these bodies one day. And I want to remind you that we are created in the image of God. And that God is eternal. That means that you are eternal. Not in these bodies. But our spirit, our soul is eternal. And the Bible tells us only two things will not pass away. The Word of God and the soul of man. So you're very, 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 very special. One life to the Lord is worth more than the entire universe. That's how special you are. The book of Hebrews tells us that Jesus ever lives to pray for us. He ever lives to make intercession for us. We know the Bible tells us Jesus is praying for us right now. Have you ever wondered, if He's praying for you right now, what His prayer is like? Anybody wondered that? Would you like to pray like Jesus? Well, listen up. We're going to look at the longest recorded prayer of Jesus in the Bible tonight. As you know, it's in the Gospel of John, chapter 17. It's been referred to as the Great High Priestly Prayer. It's been called the Holy of Holies in the Temple of Scripture. It's divided into three sections. The first five verses are Jesus praying to the Father regarding Himself. But in that section, He also lets us know that He gives us eternal life. So you know the good news and the gospel relatively speaks of a lot of things, but primarily to us being saved.
И вы знаете, что Евангелие, конечно, затрагивает много части жизни, но основная цель Евангелия – это спасти нас.
So Jesus is praying, all authority is given to me, and therefore I will bring all to you who believe in me.
Иисус сказал, вся власть дана мне, я приведу всех, кто поверит в меня, к тебе, Отец.
And then in verses 6 through 19, he prays for the 11 apostles. So he's not only praying to save us, but he's praying to keep us. How long do you think you would last without Jesus' keeping power? How would you handle persecution? How would you handle the evil one? But Jesus is praying that we be kept. And then in that same section, he prays for our sanctification. What is sanctification? It means being set apart. It means being made holy. He made us holy on the cross 2,000 years ago. By position. Because he paid the price for all sin. Past, present, and future. So you and I were sanctified by what Jesus did on the cross. But from a practical standpoint, he sanctifies us after we're saved. And the day you were saved, you were saved. There's no more saved that you can be than believing in Jesus Christ. And confessing your sins to him. But the day we were saved, we had very little background of his faithfulness in our life. And the longer we walk with him, the more we see his faithfulness. The Bible tells us he's never unfaithful. And I don't think any one of us could ever say, the Lord Jesus has been unfaithful to me. So he sanctifies us. He saves us. And he keeps us. But in the third part of that prayer, he prays for us. And verses 20 to 26 is where we're going to look at tonight. When I learned what the theme of the conference was, called in one body, the first thought to me was, Jesus is the head of the body. And although the body has many parts, has only one head. One head. If we are in Christ, we will be one with each other. But we want to look at what Jesus prays for. So, Dima, would you read the verses 19? Well, just read verses 19 through 26, and then we'll break it down.
За них посвящаю себя, чтобы и они были освящены истиной. Не о них же только молю, но и о верующих в меня по слову их. Да будут все едины, как ты, Отче, во мне, и я в тебе. И они да будут в нас едины, да уверуют в мир, что ты послал меня. И славу, которую ты дал мне, я дал им, да будут едины, как и в мире. Я в них, и ты во мне. Да будут совершены воедины, да познают мир, что ты послал меня, и возлюбил их, как возлюбил меня. Отче, которых ты дал мне, хочу, чтобы там, где я и они были со мной, да видят славу мою, которую ты дал мне, потому что возлюбил меня прежде основания мира. Отче праведный, и мир тебя не познал, а я познал тебя, и эти познали, что ты послал меня. И я открыл им имя твое, и открою, да любовь, которой ты возлюбил меня, в них будет, и я в них. Аминь.
So there in verse 20 we have, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word.
со мной, но те, кто верует по слову, молю тебя.
Do you believe in his word?
Вы верите в его слово?
Do you believe in the gospel from the apostles?
Вы верите в Евангелие, преподанное апостолами?
Then this is the prayer for you that Jesus is praying.
Тогда эта молитва и за вас, этой молитвой Иисус молится.
So we get to pull the curtain a little bit and go behind and see what Jesus is really praying for you.
И вы можете сейчас посмотреть, о чем же Иисус молится, действительно молится за каждого из нас.
What is he asking the Father tonight, right now, for you and for me?
О чем же он просит Отца сегодня?
Well, the first thing he's asking for is unity.
Первое, о чем он просит, это чтобы было единство.
And that ties right in with the conference, because this whole conference is called in one body is unity.
И цель конференции поговорить и подумать о единстве.
So we read then in verse 21 that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you.
В 21 стихе написано, да будут едины, как ты, Отче, во мне, и я в тебе.
So that's the first prayer for unity for you and for me. That we may be one as the Father and the Son are one. How much unity is there between the Father and the Son? Total, right? There's no division between the Father and the Son. Is there any division between the members of the body of Christ? Yes, unfortunately. Everywhere there's division. And maybe that's the first reason, or the reason that Jesus is praying first for our unity, as he and the Father are one. And then the second thing there is that we may be one in him. So unity, as the Father is in the Son, and the Son is in the Father, number one, and number two, that we may be unified in him. We may be one in him. So that is an unbelievable prayer. But is the Lord limited to what he can accomplish?
Может ли Господь не совершить то, что он собирается сделать?
So notice, he's praying for you to be unified.
Раз он молится о том, чтобы мы были едины.
He's praying for me to be unified with the body of Christ.
Он молится о том, чтобы каждый из нас был един с телом Христовым.
And to be one with him.
Чтобы мы, как тело Христово, были едины с ним.
How are you doing on that prayer for unity? Or are you allowing him to answer it?
Действительно ли вы позволяете Господу соединить вас с Его телом и соединить, и ответ придет?
Are you one in Christ, you yourself?
Действительно ли вы едины со Христом сегодня?
How close to him are you?
Насколько близки вы с ним?
How much time are you in this book?
Насколько вы времени посвящаете размышлениям о Писании?
How much time are you in praising and worshiping him?
Сколько времени вы посвящаете молитвам?
How much time are you in prayer?
Сколько времени вы в прославлении?
How is your relationship with him?
Насколько глубоки ваши отношения с Господом?
Well, the good news is he's praying for that to be very, very unified.
На самом деле хорошо, что он молится за каждого из нас, чтобы мы были с ним едины.
Now we have resistance, don't we?
Конечно,
we have resistance.
У нас есть противодействие.
We have all many reasons to be divided.
У нас есть очень много причин для разделения.
There's a difference in our cultural background.
Например, мы из разных семей, из разных культур, из разных особенностей.
There are differences in racial backgrounds.
По-разному нас воспитали.
In fact, all races are in the body of Christ.
И все, в общем-то, различные тела Христа.
There's differences in our languages.
Разные народы, разные языки.
There's difference in our ages.
Возраст тоже разный.
There's differences in our sexes.
Разный пол присутствует.
And then there's differences in our personality.
Разный характер.
Some of us are not outgoing.
Некоторые у нас интроверты.
Some of us are very outgoing.
А некоторые экстраверты.
Some of us are like running like a bull through a china shop, if you can hit
that.
And we say, they're too aggressive, I can't handle them. But God uses us all, doesn't he? And as we finish that verse 21, we read that the world may believe that you sent me. So he's praying for the unity of us in him and in one another. The result of that unity is that the world may believe that he was sent by the Father. And how does that come about? Well, if we just look around this room here alone, there is such unity because we're all in the body of Christ. And yet there's such differences. You know, I came from a few miles from California. And I can't speak your language. But I feel the oneness. I feel your love. We're lifelong friends already, and I don't even know you. And we're going to be together forever. Now, that has to be of the Lord, right? Or you're in real trouble to have to be with me, I'll tell you. But that the world may know that Jesus was sent by the Father. A lot of work to be done. The world doesn't know that yet, does it? Now, would you read verse 22, please, and the glory which you gave me. I cannot grasp that verse. It's like all of them, way too over my head. But Jesus is telling the Father, and the glory you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. So again, praying for unity. And notice the promise of the great gift he's giving you. He's giving you and me the glory that the Father has given him. Now, how much that is, I have no idea. Because my brain is, although wonderfully gifted from God, it's just a tiny, tiny little brain. Compared with the awesomeness of God. And God the Father's glory that he gave God the Son is unbelievable. And then that verb there is past tense. It says, I have given. It's all done in his sight. Now, I know tonight there's many of you going through some great problems here, I'm sure. You may be wondering, well, I don't know. I'm not sure about this gift of glory. I don't feel much of it. It's not over yet. You're not in heaven yet. You don't have your glorified bodies yet. God doesn't tell us an awful lot about heaven. I'm convinced if we were told just a little bit more about the untold beauty of heaven, that we wouldn't be able to stay here on earth. God has you and me here on earth to do work for him. And when our ministry is over, we're out of here. And if we really understood how awesome heaven is, we would say, I'm checking out now. I don't want to hear anymore. But in his awesome wisdom, he tells us enough about heaven, so we want to look forward to it.
Небесах,
That we don't want to hang on to this life too tightly. Our days are numbered by Him, and until He calls us home, we are to do what He has for us to do, right? And our job is to show the world that He has been sent from the Father. And then read verse 23, please.
Я в них, и ты во мне, да будут совершены воедино, и да познает мир, что ты послал меня и возлюбил их, как возлюбил меня.
So there he says, I in them. Now Jesus Christ is telling the Father, I in them.
Иисус Отцу говорит, что я в них.
And you, Father, in me.
А ты, Отец, во мне.
That they may be made perfect or complete in one.
Чтобы они были совершены воедино.
So it's Christ in you.
То есть в нас живет.
The hope of glory. Christ in you being made perfect. All the things that Bart was talking about earlier today. Being more Christ-like. Doing what we know the Bible tells us to do. But the things in our flesh we can't do any of. But it's Christ in us. It's the Holy Spirit in us. And by that relationship, a byproduct is this unity. By Christ in us, we have that ability to witness. Just to demonstrate to the world that you love the Lord. And you're so indebted to Him for the grace that He's shown you. And you know where you're going forever. Yeah, I've got problems. Yeah, I've got sickness. Got pain. Relationships all messed up. All kinds of difficulties. But God is allowing those to perfect me. I believe Ken said last night, we don't really grow without pain. So now, here's the way I pray at times. Lord, I want more faith. I want more patience. I want to be more compassionate. What do you think that leads to? Lord, why did you give me this pain? Well, you asked for patience. You asked for faith. You asked for compassion. And He's faithful God. Well, now I want to change my prayer, Lord. Keep those problems away. I don't want any more pain. But He's perfect and He gives us what we need. In First Peter, where we had that living hope given to us so beautifully. And after we're given that living hope, we're told, we rejoice in this. But now for a little while, we've been grieved by various troubles and pains. Various trials. That the genuineness of our faith, which is more precious than gold that perishes, may be made to praise, honor, and glory at the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. So every trial you're going through is for your own good. To prepare you for eternity. So we can praise and honor and glory at the return of our Lord Jesus. So he has given his glory to us, we read here. And then read verse
24.
This is my favorite verse in this whole prayer. In English it says, Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am. That word desire is more than just, well, I'd kind of like it. It is a strong desire, a strong will of the Son of God. That's what he wants. Jesus wants you to be with him where he is. Now I know he's everywhere in a sense, but generally, where is he right now? He's in heaven. We know his second coming is about to happen. We don't know when, but he's coming back. But right now he's at the right hand of the Father in heaven. So that's where he wants us to be. That's what that verse just says. I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am. That's wonderful to know the Creator of the universe wants us to be with him where he is, isn't that? And if he's praying for that, what can stop it? Don't you think the Creator of the universe, the Son of God, would have his prayers answered? Absolutely. It says that they may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. He wants us to be with him where he is in heaven, that we may behold his heavenly glory. Now try to understand that. I can't understand it. His glory, he wants me to be with him to behold. Now is that good news or is that good news? His glory is so great, I don't know, can't even understand how great it is, but he wants us, he wants me, and he wants you to be with him, to behold it, to see it, to experience it. Oh, be encouraged, be encouraged. Don't get bogged down with these problems and these trials you're going through. Satan wants you to be so bogged down and grumpy that nobody would look at you and want the Lord. That's what he wants. So he wants us to behold his glory that the Lord has been given by the Father. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. So that's the eternal glory from the Father given to the Son that he wants us with him to behold. I don't know about you, but I can hardly wait. That's awesome, isn't it? Then would you read verse 25? O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me.
Я познал тебя, и эти познали, что ты послал меня.
So if you're a believer, you know that Jesus was sent to earth by the Father.
Если вы верующий человек, христианин, то вы знаете, что Иисус был послан Отцом.
And that statement is made over and over in this great high priestly prayer.
И то, что Иисус был послан Отцом, в этой молитве утверждено не один раз.
That the world may know that Jesus was sent by the Father.
Чтобы мир знал, что Иисус послан Отцом.
Or translated, the world may know the gospel.
Чтобы мир знал Евангелие.
How is the world going to know the gospel?
Как мир узнает Евангелие?
Well, also in this prayer earlier, basically, Jesus is telling the apostles that as Jesus was sent by the Father, he's sending them out to tell the world. So he is sending us out, maybe 6 feet. You don't have to go around the world to find an unbeliever, do you? And the Bible also tells us that he is going to return when the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. So it would appear that there's a number that he is going to have come in before he comes and returns for his church. So until that's happened, we're here with a job to do. Read verse 26, please.
В 26 стихе написано, «Я открыл им имя Твое, и открою, да любовь, которой Ты возлюбил меня в них, будет, и я в них».
So to the believers, he's saying to the Father, I have declared to them your name, Father.
И он сказал, что я, Отец, открыл им имя Твое.
And I will declare it.
И я провозглашу еще.
That the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them.
Что любовь, которую Ты возлюбил меня, будет в них, и я в них.
So that's the final request that Jesus is making to the Father in this prayer for you and for me. Now, how great is that love with which the Father loves the Son? That's awesome, isn't it? Have you ever thought about the cross? How much Jesus loved us to go to the cross. And have you ever wondered about the statement, for God so loved the world? When the Father would turn his back on the Son on the cross and pour out on his only Son all of his wrath for all sin forevermore. Oh, spend time at the cross. The demonstration of the love of the Father and the Son is beyond our understanding. But that undeserved gift which gives you and I eternal life, that payment of my sin and yours, and satisfying the wrath of God for those sins, for all people, for all time, forever and ever. That's something huge, isn't it? And as we had in our prayer meeting this morning, in the garden, the prayer to the Father was, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And we're told in the book of Hebrews that prayer was answered. There is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. So we think of all the wonderful things we have in Christ, when we think of all His great prayers for us, that He's ever living to pray for us. He knows everything about us. And He loves us. He hates sin. But He loves us. I think it's important to know what God hates and what God loves. And we're told to hate what He hates. And to love what He loves. And can you turn to Proverbs 6? There are seven things here in Proverbs 6 that Jesus hates. Begin reading in verse 16 and read through 19. Proverbs 6, 16.
Глаза гордые, язык лживый, руки, проливающие кровь невинную, сердце, кующее злые замыслы, ноги, быстро бегущие к злодейству, лжесвидетель, наговаривающий ложь и сеющий раздор между братьями.
So here he tells us seven things that he hates, and they are an abomination to him. Now, as we go through these quickly, how much do you hate those things or love those things?
Вы просто про себя проэкзаменуйте, есть ли любовь у вас к этим вещам, или вы ненавидите их так же, как ненавидите Господь.
First on the list is pride.
Первым говорит о гордыне.
No wonder we all struggle with pride.
Неудивительно, каждый из нас гордец.
There isn't anyone in here who doesn't struggle with pride.
Нет ни одного, кто бы не гордился.
But I got you all beaten. I'm number one in pride in here. But, no, seriously, he hates pride. He hates that proud look. He hates a lying tongue. He hates a lying tongue. He hates hands that kill innocently. A heart that comes up with wicked plans. Feet that are swift to running to evil ways. Not walking in accordance with God's will. And Psalm 119, 133 says, Lord, direct my steps by your word and let no iniquity have dominion over me. And verse 19, and he hates false witness who speaks lies. How often did I color stories when I tell them about other people? I taint them, I twist them a little bit. And my flesh always wants to elevate me and put them down. That's a type of false witness there, because I'm not revealing the truth about them. And then the last one here, who's really the subject of this conference. He hates one who sows discord among brethren. That's lack of unity. Sowing discord. Now, how about those things? Do you hate those things? Because God hates them. But here in John 17, we see what God loves. And He loves those to come to Him to be saved. He loves us to keep us. He loves us to sanctify us. And He loves us to unify us. So Christ is praying that for you tonight. And every night. So where does that leave us? Well, if Jesus is praying for me, I guess it's a done deal. I can live any way I want, right? No, he's praying for me, and it's a done deal, but that doesn't mean I can do whatever I want to do. Is my life, is your life tonight hindering those prayers of him for you, or is our life helping those prayers to be fulfilled?
Наши с вами жизни, они проявляют вот эту молитву Иисуса, или наши с вами жизни мешают осуществлению этой молитвы?
Is your life assisting or is it resisting?
Ваша жизнь, она помогает осуществлению этих молитв, или вы отвергаете, противодействуете этой молитве?
Is your heart in rebellion or is your heart fully broken in humility?
Ваше сердце продолжает воинствовать и бунтовать, или вы действительно сокрушены сердцем?
I'm only asking these questions not to get any answers here. But to be taking these things to the Lord. And he's going to speak to you as a result of this prayer tonight. And I think maybe you're talking about it tomorrow night as well.
I will be talking about this on Tuesday morning.
Okay, tomorrow night you get the true message. This is just something for tonight. No. But no, he's going to be speaking to you through the Word of God. So we want to pay attention. And we just want our love to shine through our lives. That without a word, people get drawn to Christ. Because this is all good news, what we've talked about tonight. But the bitterness and the sad part of the story is those who don't know the Lord yet. Because without the Lord Jesus, none of these things we've talked about will happen. For an unbeliever, these promises don't apply. So God has you here for a reason. He's got you in a very special place. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you're doing something that nobody else can do in that particular time, in that particular place. You're showing the love of Jesus Christ. And I just hope it's such, you got so much love inside of you, you just can't keep it in. And you don't have to be around a stranger for more than a minute or two and they know that you're the Lord's. And they'll quickly get the good news. The good news of the gospel. That Jesus died for their sins because he loves them so much. And he was buried and rose again. That is so awesome. The power of the resurrection. He rose from the dead. And all the followers of Buddha and Hindu and Islam, their leaders are all still in the tomb. But Jesus' tomb is empty. He's alive. How do I know? Well, I know in my own life. And we hear hundreds of millions of examples of lives changed. Stories like Ken told last night of his granddaughter. Life transformed. And some are more dramatic than others. But the issue is precisely the same for all of us. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But thank God that through the righteousness of Christ we have eternal life. So make sure this week you spend some time thanking Him. For His gift of grace. Sharing His glory with you. And giving His love for you to pass on to others. I just pray there'll be such a light going out of here after every one of us, it'll just make a tremendous difference. Let's close in prayer. Father, our hearts are full of the profoundness of your word. How we thank you for praying for us. How we thank you for loving us. So Lord, more of you in our lives, Lord. Oh, bless the brothers and sisters right here in this room, Lord. And all that we know, Lord. May your will be done. In and through the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Аминь.